forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot in the days of old lang syne?
Rod Stewart.
Far old lang syne, my dear. Far old lang syne. We'll drink a cup of kindness yet for the sake of old lang syne.
Speaking of drinking.
Yes.
Now, 7 and change at the hour, Tuesday, December 31st, with best wishes for the new year. We are the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. We are Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here in this hour of the Good Day Program. We'll have a lot of thoughts through the course of the program, but I'll be live here tomorrow. Kenny and I will be live on the Good Day Program tomorrow, the 1st of January. So we'll spend more of our time talking about I'm not going to spend much time on this old year because it can just get. I'm shoveling it out with the old manure. Get
Bye-bye.
Rid of it. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Old good thoughts for 2014. But I was thinking about drinking, and I was thinking about Duck Dynasty, and how, if you were a member of that family, would you manage to survive unless you were drinking the Kool-Aid or whatever else it is that they drink? Phil Robertson, who has been the subject matter of a lot of comments over the last two or three weeks, and that program Duck Dynasty, which I have never watched, wasn't interested before, not even interested now, but I am interested in the sort of public focus on this person and the lifestyle that he leads, which appears to be not necessarily the common thing for people who are outside of his area of dominant influence, which is what we call in radio the area. It's the city around which you have a signal. So the area of dominant influence for him is not Main Street America, although I'm betting that there are a lot of people who live on Main Street America that watch that show. How many of them have married a woman at 16? Or in this circumstance, you're going to hear him talk about something. Was this yesterday or over the weekend, Kenny? When was this actually? When did he actually say all of this stuff?
This, it just surfaced on YouTube over the weekend, but I think it's from a couple of years ago.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. We can still... It's just recently
still cooking
a
little.
Unearthed like King Tut's remains. So here is Phil Robertson on love and marriage, etc.
Make sure that she can cook a meal. You need to eat some meals that she cooks. Check that out. Make sure she carries her Bible. That'll save you a lot of trouble down the road. And if she picks your ducks, now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up. You need to check with mom and dad about that, of course.
Uh-huh.
He's playing. You hear everybody laughing?
Playing. What is he playing?
He's being funny.
Is he?
Did you hear him? Did you hear the people laughing?
I didn't find
he's
it.
Is that like some kind of roast or something?
Yeah. Okay.
I thought the whole thing was funny.
Really?
Make sure she can cook. Uh-huh. Make sure she can pick your ducks. I mean, come on.
Yeah. He married somebody when she was 16.
Yeah.
When you were 16, were you thinking of getting married?
How, you know, he's old, Doug. He's your age.
he's my age. I don't have any interest in 16-year-old girls.
And he's from the South. I mean, people, here's the thing. You can't judge people when they get married on their
judging,
age.
I'm not judging. I'm asking for comments. So this is open forum.
Okay.
Have a conversation about it. What do you think?
Find anything amusing about it. And I
didn't.
Thought it was
I
funny.
Didn't find it amusing at all. That's me. I don't find it amusing. You can find it amusing. That's swell. Watch the show. I don't have any interest in the show. I think he's a putz. He's making a lot of money. Do we admire him for that? I think he's smart in his own way. And America responds to people He's in the right place at the right time. God love him. He and his family's going to be set for life. Set for life.
They were already because of that
million,
duck call thing.
$100 million they brought to A&E's coffers in the last year. So you don't think these people, whether they were all set before or not, they sure are all set now. And that's before he sells the hair on his beard to have somebody make a wig.
Oh, no, I think he's going to keep that.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, he's not parting with that.
No. 888. So, Kenny, what do you think when you hear those words? Jennifer has no problem with it whatsoever, and she takes a shot at me.
I don't take a shot
at
you.
Yeah, you did.
When
old.
You talk about
he's
it.
He's old. I'm old. It's old. He's old.
Let me clarify, though, because here's the deal. It doesn't bother me because people's words can't hurt me, Doug.
No.
I mean, they could if I let them.
Yeah.
But this doesn't bother me. This is someone who you can obviously hear a crowd laughing. He's obviously trying to do some sort of, like, thing for fun.
Right.
And then I'm also not going to judge people on when they decide to get married. I mean, look, he's from a certain part of the United States where people got married a little bit younger. And he's from a generation when people got married a little bit younger. People used to get married in their 20s.
I got married in their 20s, and it was wrong for me.
Well, but it was right for him. But so, you know, it was wrong for you. It was right for him. You know.
Right,
you hear the music?
I was going to ask if anybody
else heard
that.
Is that Michael playing my timer?
Who knows? All right, so, Kenny, what do you think?
I didn't find it very amusing, but I don't find a lot of the stuff from Duck Dynasty amusing. It's just not my taste.
Yeah, right. That's all it is. It's taste. Everybody's got a different taste. So
I don't.
Why should we agree or worry about if somebody likes it? Good.
I don't think he's out there advocating that everybody should marry girls at 15.
No, I mean he made a joke saying check her with your parents about that. I mean,
if you don't wait till they're 20, they'll pick your pocket.
Yeah.
You know, he's not completely wrong.
How was that first marriage ending for you, the one from your 20s? See, I mean, it's like...
When I got married in my 20s and got divorced by the time I was 30, my pocket wasn't really picked.
Okay.
Yeah, but there wasn't much in my pocket to pick.
Well, there you go.
Although I did... Well, never mind. That's a whole story for a different day. At any rate, this is a continuing. Well, in the next hour when Roberta's around, let's see how the conversation takes a bit, perhaps a different path.
The one you want us to take.
No, I don't know.
You have to play the game again.
Of course. One more time for another quarter time's sake.
I just don't see what the point. I mean, this guy's not out there, like, you know, killing people. He's killing ducks.
Yeah. Poor ducks. Quack, quack, quack. 14 past the hour. Okay. Let me see if I can do something in terms of a New Year's resolution. We'll have a lot of them tomorrow for you on the Good Day program. But for today, and maybe for tomorrow, and the next day, and the next week, and the next month, and the next year, you are going to consider your health and well-being as perhaps your number one priority, if not in the top three. And one of the things that will keep your heart and your circulatory system working well and your blood pressure level down low is a product called Heart Factors Plus. It is your best chance to keep your heart, your circulatory system working extraordinarily well. If you got low blood pressure and you're in your 40s, start on this now. It'll keep your blood pressure low, 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 and you healthy, healthy, healthy as we get through the holiday season, work toward the new year. Heart Factors Plus. I present an all-natural formula that will boost your nitric oxide level. That naturally widens your arteries and improves your ability to keep your blood pressure healthy. Okay, you want to boost the blood going to your brain, the blood going to your muscles. That's why you need Heart Factors Plus. Give yourself that opportunity to stay healthy. Call them right now, 800-577-8560, 800-577-8560. You can hear in my voice, I'm committed, I'm strongly, strongly advising you to get on this very inexpensive way to keep your blood pressure level right where it is. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. Tell me you're listening to Doug Steffen. You get a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. So why not give them a buzz? If you don't do it right now, do it sometime today. 800-577-8560.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 or 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in plus-up rewards during the plus-up rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus-up rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. I don't know where I am. Yes, I do. I'm on my farm, heading toward California later today. Tomorrow I'll be in our studios in Washington, Knoxville or Nashville or someplace in Tennessee. The day after that, then on into, let's see, where do I go? What's the next stop after that? Not Amarillo, is it? Maybe Amarillo. I've forgotten. I just know that I'm headed in that direction versus the other direction. I've almost put this on autopilot now.
You really could.
What I was thinking, I just during the break, I was remembering, how many people remember the old song by the Rivingtons? I wonder how many people are singing that over in Australia as the new year has started with fireworks there, the Sydney Opera House and Harbour Bridge that you see so many times and pictures, is sparkling, exploding fireworks. Let's see, Dubai also almost ready for the fireworks show there. There are a lot of, do we have a lot of fireworks in America? I don't remember.
I'm seeing fireworks tonight.
Are you? Where?
In Fullerton.
Really?
Yeah.
Fullerton is in Orange County.
It is.
It's down from you, what, about 18 miles or so, seems to me.
God, is that all? Yeah, it takes like 7 years to get there.
Well, it's because you can't really get there from where you... That's one of those places you follow the freeways in Los Angeles, and you go around and around and around from the 210. I'm just trying to think of how you would get...
You either do the 210 to the 57.
Yeah.
Or,
the 57.
It takes over an hour, though, to get there.
Right. All right, anyway. So what kind of celebrating are you doing tonight? Who's the first person you want to kiss?
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freestrikeye.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Isaac is a country singer.
No, kind of folky.
Is he? Oh, all right. So that's Chris Isaac, followed by Susan Boyle with Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
She's just got such a beautiful voice.
Never brought to mind.
Oh, sounds like one of the Celtic women. Celtic
a little bit.
Old acquaintance be forgot.
Contrasting some of those various versions of Auld Lang Syne, which traditionally rings out the old New Year. We have some Happy New Year songs for you tomorrow morning, but I thought this was appropriate for this morning. Another version of Auld Lang Syne by Lou Rawls.
Should old acquaintance
be
forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old anxiety for old anxiety?
So there, let's have one more version. Mariah Carey. Ball drops.
Weak, Mariah. Come on.
I'm just looking at some of the things that have gone on already, because in part of the world, it's already the new year. China planning to count down to the new year with light shows and spectacular. They're part of, well, I think if you were to look at the Great Wall, if you were in the International Space Station and you were looking down, you can see the Great Wall of China, and you would have already seen what they had done to ring in the new year. But some parts of China, they closed down, especially the some of these provinces where there's all kinds of really bad air. They've cut down, they've banned fireworks to avoid making the air worse than it is. And some of the air is so polluted, it would burn. Can you imagine living in a place that if you started
a fire,
air
is solid,
the air burns?
You have to carve a piece of air before you can do anything?
Yeah, anyway. The speaking of things that are kind of strange, there are all kinds of people who are worked up because of the bus explosion in Russia. 14 people were killed. There have been two or three different attacks. The people, apparently the Chechens, don't want to have folks. They don't like the Russians, they don't like the KGB, Muslims don't like the Christians, and all that usual baloney. But I'm wondering out loud here today why it is that anyone would want to go to Russia at this time of year for anything.
Oh, it's beautiful this time of year.
It's awful. It's awful most any time of year, but it's awful this time of year because it's colder by minus 10 to 15 degrees than what we have on the same latitude over in our country. It is just damnable cold. So why would you go there unless you had a relative or somebody who's very close to you or you were somehow or other directly involved in the Olympics? Why would you want to go there? It's god-awful horrible to get there. Never mind, take you a week. I mean, a week, but take you a long time to get there.
Hell, both ways in the snow.
Yeah, I just... It's a horrible place. So anyway, they can do all the blowing up you want. It'll be about five Americans that'll show up. And if you're lucky, you get 50 people from the rest of the world. Other than that, they'll stay home. Why in the world? Well, Winter Olympics, you want it to be in a place where it's cold.
You want it to be cold.
Yeah, stay home and watch it on TV, for heaven's sakes.
But not where your butt sticks to the seat.
No, exactly not. And 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry and Katrina Vandenhoevel. Coming right up, what were the two biggest news stories of 2013?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
We're back with Vandenhoevel and Lowry with today's Both Sides question. What did you each think were the biggest news stories of 2013?
I think it was extraordinary that in 5 days we went from the possibility of potential military strikes against Syria to a resurgence of diplomacy, where we now see the ridding of that country of chemical weapons and the possibility of an engagement with Iran, which is historic. The second story in my mind was the election of Bill de Blasio as mayor of New York City, because I think that has national portent.
I think the most important political event was the cancellations of millions of insurance policies, exposing the president's lie that he used to sell his health care law, tanking his numbers, tanking the numbers for the Democrats, making it quite possible to lose the Senate next year, and then the deal with Bashar al-Assad over his chemical weapons program.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and
bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
Making New Year's resolutions, take a deep breath. I just sent one of them along to the dearly beloved, and I'm thinking of others. Jennifer,
you sent a deep breath to someone?
I said something. I had. I took a deep breath and then I sent it to her.
Oh, okay.
That's what I did. Taking a deep breath is probably a good way for you to focus on the things that are really important. As you stay calm, that's one of my things for the year. I want to stay calm, cool, calm,
and collected.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of exercise. I'm really going to work up. I'm gonna ratchet up the CrossFit and eat. I've been eating actually pretty well.
Oh, you eat pretty well.
Yeah, but I just
had
some chocolate.
I mean, you have 2 weak spots, and I know what they are.
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
Chocolate and ice cream.
Well, sweets, I was just going to include into one category. Sweets and sausage, the two S's.
Yeah. What a great combination, huh?
You could get some chocolate dip sausage.
Where did we ever go that I had a sausage?
I don't know, but I always hear you talk about sausage with lust in your voice.
There is something about sausage that really...
Like, you never, ever say, oh, that hamburger. Like, you don't want to do anything.
I wouldn't touch a hamburger.
I know, and I know you wouldn't do any chicken. And I know even turkey's not really your thing.
Uh-uh.
But when it comes to you talking about those pork products, Doug, I can hear your mouth water.
It's a good thing I don't make a steady diet of it. But once in a while, I think the last time I had it, we went to a baseball game in May, and I think I had a sausage sandwich then. And the other
sausage sandwich, for those of you that don't know, is called a hot dog.
No.
You had a real sausage sandwich.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah, no, there is nothing like a real sausage.
Oh, I thought you had a
with
hot
onions
dog.
And peppers and all that. Oh, no.
I think we were walking. At the ballpark, those are wonderful.
Yeah, they were good. I think we had ours when we were walking out. I can't remember. But I do remember having, and it was disgusting.
It's
stop at a Waffle House, I'll have sausage pal. I'll be sure to, anytime I make a trip back and forth across the country, like when I leave today, by this time, let's see, what's tomorrow? Is New Year? Probably Thursday, I'll have stopped at a Waffle House and had.
You should take Michael to one since you guys are going to be together tomorrow.
I don't know that there, Michael, I don't think there are any sausage houses. Any Waffle
Michael
houses.
Michael can take you if you want.
Around there. Are there?
I don't remember seeing it. IHOP down the street.
Oh. I've been to that IHOP, but I think they're awful.
Really?
You like the IHOPs?
No. IHOP's good.
Nothing special about IHOP. But the best thing, remember when Bill Clinton was running against George Bush the father? George Bush the father had one of the great, he was not good at lines at all, but he had, I think what was, in my mind, I'm remembering it, is one of the great lines of the entire campaign. He said Bill Clinton got all of his knowledge and experience when it came to foreign relations at the International House of Pancakes.
That was a great line. And that line has stuck.
It has. It stuck very well, obviously. Because how many years ago was that? That was 1990. That would have been 1992. Yeah. Yeah, so it stuck around for 21 years. All right, so anyway, as you think about your New Year's, will you please do one thing? If you do nothing else, whenever you work through your mind what it is that you would actually like, think about you, root for you and your success, your well-being, your entire world does revolve around you. Even though you can make somebody else the person, you know, when we say we're in love and our entire world sort of revolves around this other person, it doesn't really, or it ought not to, because that won't last unless you have it really tightly knit around you. You got to know yourself. Maybe that's the resolve, to love yourself, know yourself, and be yourself in the new year. And then from that point, you can have, I think, most of the success and the things and desires. I think if there's anything that came out of this past year for me, after a crash and burn in the late spring, it was what has followed. And that's sort of a really reworking of who I am. And I think you can hear a little of it. I try not to get overly cooked on the air with some of the things that I've followed or brought into my life. But I will tell you one thing. Here's something that perhaps is interesting news for many of you who have thought about trying to. The world is really coming together in a very interesting way. There are, at least in my world, I can see two distinct camps. And they aren't necessarily opposed to one another. It's just that there are different philosophies. And I could say that one of them was sort of the philosophy espoused by Phil Robertson and people who are into that sort of thinking. And then there are people who are listening to different voices. Their light comes from a different place. There's a resonance that comes from digging into things like I found Eastern meditation. I took a course in it. I had somebody come to the house and teach some of us for 3 or 4 days a month or so ago. And what I found, Jennifer and Ken, is a very interesting scientific breakthrough. You remember me talking about the folks in Denver, Cerascan? They did my brain waves and they examined my brain and I talked for a while about how.
Go get your head examined?
Yeah.
They did it.
Well, now there is a new program where people at Cerascan have taken these scans with Tibetan monks. They had, when I went, their focus was football players. Now they're expanding this to find out what happens to people's minds when they meditate. And it's really fascinating. And who better to study than Tibetan monks who spend most of their time in meditation? So they put them into the laboratory. They put them in deep meditation, as people call it, prayer, whatever it is. And then they examined them and found three key areas that were most affected by meditation and prayer. That is, you hear me talk a lot about, I think prayer is a word for it, groupthink. Thoughts are things, and this proves it. Because when they were meditating, their orbital frontal cortex, their anterior cingulate cortex, and the insular cortex all showed what was going on as they performed the task at hand. The cingulate is located around the third eye, which is above the other two eyes, monitors performance. When you meditate, the Seroscan showed how well you were staying focused. In other words, if your mind is wandering, which happens with me because I don't stay focused on things, as any fool can tell by listening to this program, I'm not one who stays focused on things too long. Never have been. Richie would be happy to tell you it was my ADD. Whatever it is, I move, my mind moves constantly. And I don't have time to go to Denver on my trip out this way, but this time. But I might at some point in the winter go up there and try this and see how it works. Because supposedly, if you do it right, it can rewire your brain. And that's something that's preferable for people, whether you realize it or not. A lot of people, you know, you hear me talking a lot about what happens to kids in their first 2 or 3 years. They get themselves exposed too much to the camera, to the screen, the television screen.
TV screen.
Yeah. Well, in this case, this can help perhaps train the mind to go back and straighten these things out. You know, what we're doing now is giving people a lot of drugs who have these problems. And this is a way perhaps to figure out how to rework your brain. It's like muscles, like anything else. You can really maintain a strength. As a matter of fact, I think I'll ask Dr. Ron about this. Ron Hoffman is going to visit with us, his weekly visit on the medical stories of the week. As a matter of fact, I'd like him to go back over what he thinks are some of the important medical stories of this past year. So we'll talk about the scanning of one's brain and other things that are important here as we continue at 17 before the hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman next year on Good Day.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 through 105. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert. According to a recent Bank of America study, 55% of people abandon their New Year's resolutions before May. Building good habits can be hard, but starting with small changes can help. If your resolution is to improve your finances, start by learning steps that can help you in the long run, like a credit card that reinforces good payment habits. Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert.
Learning to be financially responsible is a great New Year's resolution. However, your holiday spending can get in the way of starting the new year off right. If you're applying for a credit card for the holidays, consider a program that promotes good financial habits. With the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, every quarter that you pay more than the monthly minimum and on time each month, you'll automatically receive $25 towards your balance. It's an incentive that'll help you commit to your resolution.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Gary Newman.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
15 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Ken
Kessler.
You know, I was thinking about doctors. I always
I know, Dr.
Ken Kronhaus is in my mind, but he's not here now. Ronald Hoffman PhD, MD, DDS, ABC, whatever other degrees he's got is here with us. Dr. Ron Hoffman has a great website. I feel like doing E-I-E-I-O when I say that.
You are so weird.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
Has a site, E-I-E-I-O. All right. So, and by the way, Happy New Year, Dr. Hoffman.
Happy New Year.
Here.
Are you guys breaking out the champagne early?
Yes.
No, I'm just being foolish, which is my want to do from time to time. That's not a bad thing, and why not celebrate? I'm happy to kick the old year in the ass and get it out of here, and so maybe that's why I'm feeling as good, because I feel much more optimistic about what the future is 2014. I felt really kind of good at the beginning of 2013, but then lost enthusiasm
quickly.
For it. Yeah, quickly. And then, so anyway, here we are looking forward to new beginnings, and health is certainly one of the most important things. I was just overviewing. I have a friend that runs a company out in Denver called Saraskan. I'd love to put the two of you together, actually. This is a new software that's been developed to detect what goes on in your brain in any different circumstance. They started examining NFL players, and that's a big client of theirs. I had my head examined there, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And now they're examining people who are doing, they brought in a bunch of Tibetan monks to examine what goes on in their brain when they meditate. And it really is pretty interesting. I wonder, I mean, in the general course of your practice, which is a general medical practice, how often do you deal with matters of the brain? And how do people really understand how important good brain health is to good physical health?
Well, you know, absolutely. And when it comes to our brain health, there's actually bad news in store for the future. You know, I hate to spoil your outlook for 2014, but, you know, we're baby boomers, many of us, and 76 million of us are progressing on into our 60s and into Medicare and beyond. And unfortunately, there's going to be an epidemic of dementia and even Alzheimer's disease. Cause unclear. Some of it's genetic, but, you know, some of it's pretty clearly environmental. You know,
yeah.
The stuff that we breathe, that we eat, you know, our lifestyle habits are producing brain deterioration.
But isn't there a way? I've consulted with a guy who I wish I could remember his name, Fred Grover, I think it is, in Denver, around the Saraskan thing, who has put together a really interesting performance package, mostly of supplements, that's aimed at getting people away from, or in this case, trying to not eliminate, well, I suppose eliminate is the right word, having that problem as you get older. There are ways of doing it if you're conscious of it. One of it has to do with blood getting into your brain as much as anything else, right?
Yeah, you know, actually one of the most popular health books of 2013 was a book called Grain Brain by my good colleague David Perlmutter. I've done some interviews with him on my show. And his contention is that it's excess sugar and refined carbohydrates and even precisely wheat that may cause cognitive decline in some susceptible people, and that if we get on a diet that's more healthy fats and protein, that we can stave that off.
Yeah, and that's what Grover feels the same way about fats. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, before we run out of time, the number one medical story of 2013 was?
I have to say that it probably was the new cholesterol guidelines, the guidelines that, like healthcare.gov, they kind of crashed and burned because they suggest that 70 million Americans should be on statins. And that, I think, is totally misguided. You know,
yeah.
I've been really decrying that this year. And, you know, we got a healthcare establishment that relies more on drugs than on, you know, proper diet and exercise.
Give them lousy food. And then see if we can give them drugs to straighten out what the lousy food creates in us. That's one of the stories, I think, that's become public knowledge this year. And it ought to be pursued with more vigor, if you will, in 2014. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on Good Day. His website is drhoffman.com, drhoffman.com. Lots of great tidbits. His newsletters are very important. Check it out. Happy New Year, Dr. Ron.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, this cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. EXERGEN.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 53 after the hour, it is the last day of December, 12/31/13. How's that set with your Cheerios today? Most of you have been thinking about it for a long time and hope you're steeped in anticipation for a good new year. We'll continue with Tech Talk time in the new year. More and more technology, more and more focus on it, more and more interest in it. And so I think Shelley Palmer's status is secure. He's going to join. He's all excited, by the way, about the Consumer Electronics Show that starts next week, not this weekend, next weekend in Las Vegas. A lot of people are going to go there to try to figure out what the latest new thing is. Lots of people will be examining new tools and toys. Matter of fact, today Shelley's going to talk with you about some of the good tablets that are around for children. I don't know how excited I'm going to be about this. If he's going to sell them to people or suggest they be used with those who are over three, then I'll be okay. We'll tune into this in just a moment here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Good points. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliplatin succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's never too soon for your child to play with a tablet. And if you think they're ready for a tablet of their own, here are some of my favorites available today. LeapFrog's LeapPad 2 costs less than $100 and works with all cartridge apps and games from the first LeapPad, giving you access to a massive catalog. LeapFrog also makes LeapPad Ultra, which is a little more expensive but worth it for older kids because the Ultra feels like more of a real tablet thanks to media apps and other features. The Tabio E2
E2 from Toys R Us is a great Android device designed for kids ages 6 to 11. The E2 features parental controls and educational applications to make sure you know exactly what your kids are doing with the device. You can manage which apps are installed and limit usage by time or day. All of these tablets are great, and if you match the features and benefits to the intended user, you can't go wrong. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient, oxaliline succinate versus control in a clinical study.
One of the big technology stories as we get into the end of the year is this business with a credit card breach at Target. Here's a host named Rob Schilling, who talked to consumer advocacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht about what you do and maybe don't know, or what they know about the status and the reason for the breach at Target.
People are still talking about this, and they're still concerned. Should they be?
You know, we're probably not going to be out of the woods for at least several months and maybe even a full year on this particular data breach. We've got everybody, all the government agencies working on this, the FBI and everybody else, including even the Secret Service. The people who guard the president have gotten in on the investigation. That's how big this is. We don't know who did it. We do know that things have been kind of quiet. We were expecting to see either, well, one of two things, either a huge rash of immediate purchases being made on those credit cards so that whoever made off with them would just try to take the money and run, or they may be taking a more strategic approach, which is taking those credit cards. We do have reason to believe that they're being divvied up and sold on the black market.
Yes.
And down the road, what we might see is something that credit card thieves have actually gotten very good at in recent years. If you have 40 million credit card numbers, you don't want to go out and immediately start putting huge charges on there because the banks will wise up. What you can instead do is put, 50-cent, 75-cent charge on each individual person's credit card. Most people, if you see a 50-cent charge you don't recognize on a bill that might be $200-$300, you say, oh, whatever, I'm not going to take the time to call the 800 number and get with customer service over 50 cents, and so you pay it. And if they can pull that off, then they could easily make off with $10, $20, $30 million without really anybody being much the wiser, unless we're really watching those individual charges. And those could come out piecemeal. They could dribble out throughout the year. They could even happen at some future point.
See, that's really, that's when you get right down to brass tacks, that's how they make their money and nobody will pay attention. Let's say you take a dollar out of 40 million different credit cards, you have 40 million bucks and nobody knows anything. That's pretty insidious when you get down to it. A word to the wise, watch your credit card.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.